Okay, today's daf is daf Tzadik Tes. Tzadik Tes. Today we get back. We were out of Hilchas Tefillin for a little bit. We get back to Maseches Erevin today, but it's more of Maseches Shabbos, not really Maseches Erevin. Even though it's Erevin daf Tzadik Tes, as Tosfos said at the beginning of the parak, that a lot of this parak has to do with Hilchas Shabbos. Okay, Mishnah. Again, the previous Mishnah is spoken about Chotza'ah. Rishas Yachat, Rishas Arabim. Yesterday we spoke about if the sefer rolls out of your hand. Today we're going to speak about Gzeros. Gzeros about if you're in one Rishus and there's something, are you allowed to do something into another Rishus? And some Isuri Daraisa as well. Says the Mishnah, Omid Adam Rishas Hayachid Umetaltel Rishas Arabim. Rishas Arabim Umetaltel Rishas Hayachid. Person is allowed to stand in one Rishus and move something around in the other Rishus. You can stand in your house and put your hands out to the outside and move something around while it's outside, or vice versa. You can stand outside and move something around inside. Ubilvad shelo yosi chutz midal adamus. As long as, there's obviously going in one direction, if you're on the inside, if you're on Rishus Yachid, you can't move something on the outside, dalet amos. Because Mavar dalet amos versus Rabim does not only mean that you are not allowed to walk with something, dalet amos, but you're not allowed to move something from one area to another area, dalet amos. And the chiddush of the Mishnah is that we're not gozer. We're not gozer that if you're able to stand in one rishus and move something around in the other rishus, why aren't we worried that you're going to bring it into your house? So there, but still, we're not gozer, says the Tanakhama. Lo yamod adam birshus ha-yachin v'yashtin birshus ha-rabim. Birshus ha-rabim v'yashtin birshus ha-yachin. One is not allowed to stand in one rishus and be mashtin, to urinate in the other rishus. V'chein lo yarok, and also spitting. One is not allowed to stand in one rishus and spit into another rishus. Again, these already might be isuri daraisa. We know zrika is asur daraisa, to throw from one rishus to another rishus. So too, hashtana and rok also could be, as we'll see in the Gemara, isuri daraisa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda is even has a bigger chiddush. Af misha nitlash ruko befiv. Even not just regular saliva, but once the saliva, the spit gets separated, literally nitlash befiv, once it's already in your mouth, and Rashi says you're going to spit it out. Well, yahalech arba amos ad sheyarok. Already when it's still in your mouth, you're not allowed to walk dalet amos in the street with that saliva in your mouth. Again, that the Tanakhama didn't say that. Tanakhama said just you're allowed to spit from one rishus to another rishus. But the Rabbi Yehuda says, even once it's in your, well, they're talking about what stage that is. But once it gets separated inside your mouth, you're not allowed to walk dalet amos. The last Rashi on the Mishnah, the kibun de l'mishadye ka'i masuihu. Since it's omeid to be taken out of your mouth, therefore it's not bottled to your body, the regular moisture in your mouth, obviously, is always going to be there. Yehuda says you're allowed to have moisture in your mouth. There's natural saliva, natural juices. But the extra, a certain type, which we'll talk about, of rope, that is lemishdeikoi, so that is considered a masui. It sounds like it's daraisa. Echinami. Sounds like it's daraisa. Because it's a masui. Once it's a masui, it's daraisa. We discussed a number of years ago, a little bit, the malacha of zoreh. Malacha of zoreh, winnowing. So this is one of the malachos that one thinks, what lamaisa is there for zoreh? So again, most kimat all malachas have some halacha lamaisa application. A few of them here and there, you know, one has to menafetz, zoreh might be one of them. Where does zoreh come up in everyday life? So some talk about, sprays, some talk about putting water in a cold humidifier. Both of those are mutter. But what potential questions might come up by zoreh? So one would think, the Kitzur Hilchos Shabbos talks about if you're blowing. Let's be backtrack. What's the malacha d'oraisa of zoreh? Where you throw up chaff into the air, the part of it gets blown aside. The bad, the psolas, gets blown away. It's much lighter, and the good stuff, the good seeds. Or get fall down, or sometimes the other way. The good seeds that are lighter blow away, and the heavier shells, the heavier husks, fall down. So one suggests that maybe if you do that with peanuts, if you have shells with peanuts and you blow at them and part of it blows away, okay, so where does that come up, Lamaisa? So the action starts with the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in Shabbos says, Rakak v'hifrichto haruach chayev mishum zoreh. If somebody spits into the air and the wind scatters that spit, that's the malacha d'oraisa of zoreh, chayim mishum zoreh. That's what Yerushalmi says. So we could say, okay, it's Yerushalmi. There's a lot of Yerushalmis out there. But many seem to say that the Bavli does not paskin that way. Because if you look in the Bavli, if you remember on Daf, in Shabbos, the beginning of Klal Gadol, not in the beginning of Klal Gadol, but after the Mishnah, it says, the Gemara asks, Hainu Zorah, Hainu Borah, Hainu Meraki. Why do you need all three malachas of Zorah, Borah, and Meraki? Aren't they all separating? Borah is separating, Meraki is sifting, and Zorah winnowing. Isn't that all separating? So some of Farshim say, some of the Rishonim already say, that we don't hold like the Yerushalmi, Lachorah. The Bavli seems to be against the Yerushalmi, because just spitting into the air and scattering, that's not separating. That's not exactly like Borah and Meraki. So it must be the Bavli does not hold like the Yerushalmi. Must be that we hold, the Bavli holds, that Rokak Vifrifto Aruach is not Chayim Yishim Zorah. So therefore, end of discussion. The problem is, this is quoted in the Ramah. The Ramah, at the end of the Siman on Borer, the Ramah in Shin Tez Zayin, Shin Yud Tes, I'm sorry, in Shin Yud, where am I? The Ramah in Shin Yud Tes, Sif Yud Zayin, says, Haga, harokik beruach b'shabes, v'haruach b'fazer harok, chai mishim zoreh, Yerushalmi b'klal gadol. So the Ramah quotes it. So now the Ramah quotes it, now we have to take it more seriously. But if you look in the poskim, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, if you look in the Bir Halacha, if you look in the many other Achronim, they say, don't worry about it. The Mishnah Berurah says, we're not choshesh for the Ramah, and the Bir Halacha gives a different shot of the Yerushalmi, and the... but why am I bringing this all in here? Because one of the rise that they bring is our Gemara. The whole discussion that we're going to have at our Gemara about spitting into the air, the only issue is Hotza'ah. There's no mention of Zorah here. Right? If there was an issue of Zorah, that would also be mentioned. That's why the Aruch HaShulchan said, the Yerushalmi should say Zorik, not Zorah. And therefore, it's a mistake, and Zorik, that's Hotza'ah. Where do you get Zorah from? But again, that this is one of the important makoros for the sugya by omission, by the fact that it doesn't mention anything. This is one of the makoros that the Rabbi Kiv Eger quotes. Rabbi Kiv Eger writes in a tshuva in Simen Chaf. He writes, Uvdahavi derech hiluchi b'shabes b'chatzar b'sakneses pok kal kadosh lisa. I was on my way to shul. Ra'isi la'ish shofich mayim mu'atim mitzloches derech halon. I saw somebody pouring water out of their window. V'lachutz la'chatzar mu'reves. I see them pouring water out of their window onto the chatzar. So obviously, he doesn't talk about Zorah. It must be a case with a cement on the ground. So the cement on the ground, you're pouring water out of your window. So, what's the problem? Umideish kafati, Baruch Hashem, Rikiv Eger said, while I saw that, I thought about, is he violating the Yerushalmi? When we see things on Shabbos, we should also think about Yerushalmis. Umideish kafati, ala alibi sheish chash isher bazeh. Kibat sharuach mafazer atipos, echepona lakan vechepona lakan. Is this like Yerushalmi? Yerushalmi says it by roke, but what about just pouring regular water? Isn't that chayim yishim Zorah? And then he says, Amnam, Acher ha'iyun ksas nira l'tzadeh harbi l'hakel. I quote you five different reasons to be makel, well, this is not a problem of Zorah. Number one, the hatzrichin litin tam al ha'postim harishonim. He says, fine, it's Yerushalmi. And finally, Ramah quotes it, but he says, you have to ask on all the poskim, Asher kol raz lo ne'el amehem, that no secret in Shas and poskim is hidden from the following rabbis. Hema, harif ha'ramba masman garash v'hatur. And none of them quote this Yerushalmi. That's a big lineup. He says, so why don't they go quote it? So he says, Ulozer Nire, it appears that the Bavli doesn't hold that way. The Sugya Didan Palig must be that the Bavli argues. Which Gemara? The Gemara in Shabbos and Gimel, Hainu Zor, Hainu Bar, and Marakid. He says, what must be the issue? That the Yerushalmi says winnowing is more like winnowing is separating even if when you have total ochel and you're separating it. You're just separating something. Scattering. The Bavli must not hold of it. And then he quotes in another source, Ba'ayin Balamar in Psachim. The Balamar writes in Psachim on the Mishnah of... It's really a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, how do you get rid of your last crumbs of chametz? Right? So what do you do? What does the Mishnah say? Mefarer v'zorah laruach. It's Erev Pesach Cholik v'Shabbos. It's saying that you scatter your crumbs to the wind. What about Zorah? You're preventing by your Yimatzeh, but aren't you violating Zorah? The Mishnah doesn't mention anything about it. The Malamar doesn't mention anything about it there. Another Raya. And then he quotes Argamara. Argamara. It's only an issue of Hotzah, not an issue of Zorah. So all of these put together, that he quotes other reasons, but either way that he quotes, maybe it's only by Gedulei Karka, but the question is, are people Gedulei Karka or not? We'll get into that discussion. But either way, that is the Raya by omission from our Gemara, that we don't paskin like the Yerushalmi. Though the Ramah quotes it, but only we've shown him, and many of the Achronim say, one does not have to worry about the Yerushalmi. Again, one shouldn't go around doing this on Shabbos. I don't think it's a good Kavod Habriyas issue, but in terms of Zorah, one does not have to be worried. The son of God subscribes. Again, I can't blame the Ramah. It's Yerushalmi. What to explain? What does the Ramah do with our Gemara? So you have to explain that the Ramah somehow, either he thinks it's still a machlokas, but he quotes Yerushalmi anyway, or he doesn't think it's such a raya. He thinks even scattering is somewhat similar to Borez and Merakid.
Even if it is Zohar,
why isn't it a Darashir Mechavim Lachashir Suchal Gufa? So that's a question we're going to have a little bit of. Hold off it for a minute. We're going to have Rabbeinu Yehonah's son on the Gemara who's going to limit it to Melachashir Suchal Gufa. But you're right, but in the case of the water, where he's pouring it out, so you're saying he doesn't want it out there, he just doesn't want it here. So even so, it's to be a Melachashir Suchal Gufa. Right? In a Chanami. So maybe at most. Right, at most it would be a Durabanan. At most it would be a Durabanan according to that. Unless you hold the Rabbi Huda, the Rambam holds Melachashir Suchal Gufa's Chayiv. Okay, let's continue. So what is the back to the Mishnah? Let's remember what the Mishnah said. We spoke about what the Mishnah didn't say. Now let's talk about what the Mishnah said. So the Mishnah says you're allowed to stand in one Rishus and move something around in the other Rishus. So Masi Leirav Chidna Bar Shalom Yelachia Barav Kamei Darav. The version of Rav Chidna said a version of the Mishnah in front of Rav Lo Yamod Adam Rishus Yachar Batal Rishus Arabim. Right? Did not against our Mishnah, not Omeid, but Lo Yamod. You're not allowed to do this. Omer le shavakta rabbanan vavata kirbi meir. So when Rav heard this, and he said to Rav Chinina, he says, did you leave, you left the rabbanan, you want to do like Rabbi Meir? Which rabbanan Rabbi Meir? If you look on daf kuf aleph amet aleph, kuf aleph amet aleph, the Mishnah has a machlokes there, whether you're allowed to stand in one rishus and move keys in the other rishus. The Tanakhama there says, lo yamar adam rishus ayachal bi yiftach rishus arabim, etc., unless you have a machitza, divrei Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir does not allow it there, and the rabbanan allow it there. So, is that what you did here, Rav says to Rav Chinina? That did you want to paskin like Rav Meir, and therefore you changed the version of our Mishnah? And our Mishnah doesn't say Omeid, but it says Lo Yamod, because you want to fit it in to Rabbi Meir? So, says the Gemara, who saw Armi to save Rabbi Meir, Rachin Ami Rabbi Meir? So he, Rav Chinina, thought that if the next Mishnah is going to be, in a few Mishnahs, is going to be Rabbi Meir, so this Mishnah also must be like Rabbi Meir. So, Velohi, but you didn't have to say that, save Rabbi Meir, Rachin Rabbanan. But you didn't have to say that because that Mishnah over there has Dibur Rabbi Meir. This could be the Rabbanan who say that you're not gozer. Okay. Ubavachlo Yotzi Lachutz, as long as you don't take it out of Dalet Amos, right, if you're in your house, you're allowed to move something around in the street, as long as you don't move it more than Dalet Amos. Ha Hotzi Chayav Chatas. But if you would be Motzi, Dalet Amos, Chayav Chatas. Lema Messiah Leila Rava. Let's say this is a proof to Rava. Rashi and Tosfos have different ways to read the next three lines. First, let's do Rashi. Lema Messiah Leila Rava. Let's say that the fact that the Mishnah is Mashma, we implicitly are Madai for the Mishnah, that had you moved this for Amos and Rishus Arabim, then you'd be Chayav Midaraisa. Let's say that's a proof to Rava. To Amar Rava, what does Rava say? Hamavr Chayfetz, Mitchila Zal Lesof Dalet, Vaviru Derech Olav Chayav. We had Rava yesterday as well. What's Rava's Chiddish, according to Rashi? If you stand in one place and you move something, Dalet Amos, and you go through Derech Olav, what is that? According to Rashi, the Chiddush is going through a Makom Ptur. That's Rashi's interpretation of Rava. Rava's Chiddush is that if you go Dalet Amos and Rishus Arabim, or you go Akira HaMechayeves and Hanacha HaMechayeves, through a Makom Ptur, you're still Chayev, says Rava. So Rashi says, isn't that a proof from our Mishnah? Because what's the D from our Mishnah? If you're in your Rishus HaYachid, and you go from Rishus Arabim, Dalet Amos, through a Makom Ptur, you're Chayev. Isn't that the case of our Mishnah? Again, there's no place in our Mishnah that it seems that way, that that's the ukimta of the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? You're going through a Makom Ptur. Just as you're in your house and you're going from Dalet Amos. Again, that's what Tosfos' question on Rashi is. But if you look at Rashi for a minute, look back to the first Rashi on the Mishnah. Rashi is already alluding to this. He doesn't mention it, but he's alluding. Omid Adem Bereshus HaYachid Bebayis O Al Hagag. Why does Rashi throw that in? If you're in your house or you're on your roof. Why does Rashi say it's on your roof? You're in your house and you're outside. Because Rashi is already alluding to what his pshat is here. That you're on your roof and you're reaching down into the street, let's say, and you pick something up and you move it to Dalet Amos, but you pick it up above 10 tzvachim as you move it from one place to the other. So Rashi says that's the ukimta of the Mishnah. So doesn't our Mishnah prove our Mishnah's mashma that that's a daraisa? It says you shouldn't do this, and if you would do it, it's mashma, it's a daraisa. So isn't that a proof to Rava? So the Gemara says, no proof. Miktani. Who says if you would actually do this, you'd be chayav chatas? So maybe if you would do it, you would still be asked to be the Rabbanan. There's no proof to Rava. Or Ikadam, or another version. Ha-hotzi pater avalasar. Maybe the Gemara first thinks that don't do this, and if you would do it, it would only be asked to be the Rabbanan. Lema tevi tiufta de Rava. Let's say this is a tiufta on Rava. To Amar Rava, Mavrit Shabri's Kitas Alasov Dal, Bevir Derech Ala Pater. Right, because Rava says Chayiv, and the Mishnah's Mashma Pater. Remember, in Hilcha Shabbos, there are three levels. Chayiv da Raisa, Pater means Pater avalasar means Rabbanan, Mutter is Mutter. Those are the three Lashonos by Hilcha Shabbos. So isn't that a Kasha on Rava? So the Gemara rejects it. Miktani Hotzi, Pater avalasar. Dilma im Hotzi Chayiv Chatas. Who said if your Motzi is going to be Asar Midir Rabbanan, maybe Hotzi is going to be Chayiv Chatas. So either way, there's no proof to Rava. Either way, it doesn't have to be a kasha on him, and it doesn't have to be a proof on him. This is all how Rashi reads the Gemara. Tosfos doesn't like this for the main reason that if you read our Mishnah, it doesn't sound like our Mishnah, you're going through a Makom Patur. Doesn't sound like you're starting, right? It just says, if you're in Rosh Hashanah, and you're Matatlan Rosh Hashanah. So that's why if you look at Tosfos on yesterday's daf, Tzadda Chesem and Aleph, Tosfos has a number of questions, and this is one of them. The fourth to last skinny line in Tosfos on daf Tzadda Chesem and Aleph, Tosfos says, V'kasha l'pirusho, degag mandakar shmei. Where does Rashi says we're talking about a roof? Who says we're talking about a roof in the Mishnah? The Rosh Hashanah tani b'masdis and below gag. And he quotes others, so that's why Tosfos says on the fourth medium line in Tosfos, Lakach nira lari, lafarish derech olav, kibir shemir hachanano. He says, no, you know what the chiddush of Rava is? If you are standing in, what does Rava say? If you're maver dalat amos, the heavier derech olav. Nothing to do with makom patur. You know what the chiddush of Rava is? If you're in one spot, you don't move, but you move the object, dalat amos and Rosh Hashanah, without your moving. So you might have thought that your potter there, that's moving dalat amos, you didn't move. You only moved the object. That's Rava's chiddush. That if you move an object, dalat amos, even if you didn't move, you're still chayiv. So if that's the case of Rava, so that's our Gemara. Our Gemara says, isn't our Mishnah approved to Rava? Because what's our Mishnah talking about? You're in your house, you're moving the object from one place to another place, and you're not moving. So isn't that a riot to Rava? So that fits in beautifully. So again, that's how Tosfos reads the Gemara. The chiddush is that you're not moving, not the chiddush is that you're going through a makom patur. So it's a different machlokas. Rashi tells us how to understand Rava, and because it's a machlokas, how to understand Rava, so then it's a machlokas what the ukip of our Mishnah is, because our Mishnah says Rava is the exact case of our Mishnah. So according to Rashi and Tosfos, they respectively have to understand the Mishnah in different ways, because they have different understandings of Rava. Okay, two dots. Lo yamar adam b'rishas ha'yachiv v'chulu. Amar Rav Yosef, Hishtin Varok Chayiv Chatas. So the Mishnah says you shouldn't stand in one Rishus and spit or be mashtin into the other Rishus. What happens if you did? So it says, Rav Yosef, you're Chayiv Mi Daraisa. Again, just like throwing something from one Rishus to another Rishus is an Issa Daraisa, so too spitting, so too being mashtin from one Rishus to another Rishus is an Issa Daraisa. I asked the Gemara, V'habi'inin Akira V'hanacha Me'al Gabi Makam Dalid V'leka. Don't we have a principle that, again, Hotzah is made up of two ingredients. You need an Akira, an uprooting in one Rishus, and a Hanacha, a resting in another Rishus. Don't you need an Akira and a Hanacha, each on a Makom Dalad al Dalad, so it's a significant Rishus? So the Gemara says, no, Machshavaso Mashvile Makom. No, even without, you don't need a Makom Dalad Amos per se, as long as you are happy and you want this to occur, so Machshavaso Mashvile Makom. Your machshava is enough to give it the status of a makom, even if it's less than dal. Again, we've had a number of times the concept of maleches machshavas by Hilcha Shabbos. Sometimes it's a kula, sometimes it's a chumra. All the principles of malach hashenei svichel gufa and davar shenei miskaven and makalkel, all of those are kulas. All those are Hilcha Shabbos. If you're in this category, you're not going to be chayiv. But sometimes you have a chumra of maleches machshavas, even though it lacks the usual definition, because your machshava is fulfilled and what you want it happened, it's good enough. So machshavas machshile makom. You want this when you spit or when you're mashtin. You want this out of your body. Says the Ritva. What's your machshava here? Pirish ri machshavas shachashav lanakos gufo mimenu. What's your machshava? By your emptying your body from the spit or from the hashtana, so then that you want to be clean your body. So that's enough because it's subjectively a important makom. Yeah.
So first week of Shabbos.
Your hand. Well, it's the discussion there. The Gemara spoke about it a little bit. The Rishonim there, Tosfos there, discusses it a little bit. But the Rishonim here also discusses what about, let's do Tosfos in a minute, maybe that'll help you out. But first, let's finish the Gemara. Dilotei Mahachi, because if you don't say this, Hada Amar Rava, Zorek V'nochba Fiyakalavu Fiyakivshon Chayev Chatas, Rava says if you throw something into another Rishus, and a dog catches it, or it gets caught in a Kivshon, in a fire, and it doesn't rest on a Makam Dalar Adal, you're Chayev Chatas. Same kashan Rava, don't you eat a makam dalad? Ela machshava, so mashvili makam. Oh, just what's the answer over there? That the machshava makes it into a makam. Hachanami machshava, so mashvili makam. So too, your machshava makes it into a makam. Look at Tosfos for a minute. Machshava, so mashvili makam. Tosfos says, Dafka b'chi ha'gavna d'nehene ba'oso makam tfeimi b'makam acher. This only applies when it's a real benefit to the person. It's not stam that you're, well, you see what the contrast is in a second. You want the dog to eat it. You want the kivshan to burn it. You want to empty your body. You want to take care of your needs. You want to spit. You want to get the saliva out of your mouth. But if you're just having a catch with your friends, and the guy catches it, that's not considered a real direct hana'a to you that will say it's machshavas ma'ashvi le'makom. It needs to be a strong hana'a, strong direct hana'a that you want this to happen. Not just you having a catch, you want it to catch and you can throw it back to you. So again, that might be an answer to why the Gemara in the first paragraph of Shabbos didn't quote this. Okay, Rabbi Yehona's son adds on this Gemara, again, I didn't see it in the other Rishonim, he says, obviously, when we're talking about chayiv here by hashtana and roke, he brings up what Yisrael said before. It must be that we're only talking about a Kohen Rabbi Yehuda, who says Melach Hashem Yisrich Lagufa is Chayiv. Remember, Melach Hashem Yisrich Lagufa is, if you do, according to Tosfos, if you do a Melacha, the same exact Melacha that was done in the Mishkan, but for a different purpose. So then you are Pater, only Asa Midrabban, and that is what we paskin. The Rambam paskins is an Asa Daraisa. He passes like Rabbi Yehuda. So Hotza'a, why were they Motzi things in the Mishkan? Because they wanted it there, not because they didn't want it here. So to hear, if somebody spits, it's not that they want to spit over there, they just don't want it in their mouth. So the Rabbi Yonah then says, this chayiv is only according to Yehuda, who says Melach Hashem Yisrich Lagufa is chayiv. But according to the Rabbanan, according to what we paskin, it's going to be pater. Again, we do paskin that Melach Hashem Yisrich Lagufa is a chamor Yisrich Drabanan. There are different levels of Yisrich Drabanan. Melach Hashem Yisrich Lagufa is a chamor Yisrich Drabanan because it is a malacha, you're just doing it for a different kavana. So we try not to do it in the hierarchy of Yisrich Drabanan, but it's still Aser Midrabanan. Continues the Gemara. Ba'i Rava, Hu Bereshus HaYachid, Upi Ama Bereshus HaRabim, Mahu. What happened if somebody is standing in Rishus HaYachid, but the tip of his Amma, the tip of his Eivor HaZachar, is in Rishus HaRabim? So the actual Hotza'ah, so let's see, read the Gemara, Mahu. So what's that case if somebody is mashtin in that type of case? Basar Akira Ozlinan, or Basar Yitzia Ozlinan? Do you go by where is the Akira taking place here? The Hotza'ah, actually comes out, the urine comes out, you're in Rishus HaRabim already. So are you doing anything wrong? But Mitzad Sheni, says the Gemara, the Akira, the beginning act of leaving your body, when did it leave your bladder? That was in Rishus HaYachid. So it started to go out in Rishus HaYachid, but it actually mamish went out in Rishus HaRabim. So what do you say in that type of case? You find in other cases, other halachas regarding one's body, that the Akira from the original source inside one's body is significant. But we know the beginning of Kuf Pei Gimel in Yaradeya, the three types of hargashas. For a woman, Mida Oraisa. To make a woman a Nida Mida Oraisa, you need a Hargasha. So one of the, again, most people say that there's no Hargasha Bismanazeh. Because what are the Hargashas? Hargasha is the feeling of the Dom leaving the uterus. So Akira Min Amakor. So nobody feels that Bismanazeh. Again, the Chassam Sofer already says 100 years ago that they didn't feel that. Some want to say that they do feel it, they don't realize it. Either way, most posts can say they don't feel that, but we still have Nida D'Oraisa today. But again, that's also, you see, leaving one's body, the source of something in one's body that or else already has halacha's significance. So here too, do you say that you go by the actual Hotza'ah Yitzia from the body, so then you're not Chayef, because they're both in Rishus HaRabim? Or do you say it goes by the Akira from the original source in the body? So where it says Teku, Teku, no answer given. Continues the Gemara, V'chein lo yarok, Rabbi Yehuda Omer v'chulu. Rabbi Yehuda had the Chumrah in the Mishnah that as once the Rabbi Yehuda, if you look back at the Mishnah, af mishalitnes ruko befiv, the second that you have to spit, that the saliva in your mouth gets a little loose, you're not allowed to walk in the street. Not allowed to walk on the street. Unbelievable chumrah. You have to, you can't walk dalat amos. It's as if you're carrying. Says the Gemara, afagav delo hafich bay. Is this even if you didn't swirl it around in your mouth? Meaning it just got separated? V'hatanam, but we learned in the Mishnah in Kalim. Just a hadama. Remember, for food to become tameh, it has to be hochshar lekabel tuma. It has to become wet with one after it's separated from the ground from one of the seven mashkim. Yad shach hadam. One of those mashkim is mayim. Saliva has the status of mayim once it's out of the mouth. The question is, what about when it's in the mouth? Is that machshir the food in your mouth? So what's the case? So it says the Mishnah. Let's say you're eating dvela figs with tame hands. Rashi says you're eating truma figs. It's in your mouth. You're chewing it. Then you all of a sudden you feel like you have something in your mouth. You put your hands in your mouth. Your hands, which are tame, which are shnios latuma, you put in your mouth. So are your hands but tame the truma there? Because we know truma, you can make a truma become a shlishi latuma or a shlishi latuma. I'm sorry, hektish could become a revi latuma, but truma could become a shlishi latuma. So are your hands tamei? Machlokas. Rebbe Meir b'tamei. Rebbe Meir says, yeah, becomes tamei. Why? Because the saliva in your mouth was enough to be machshir the food, and now your tamei hands touched it. Rebbe Yossi matar. Rebbe Yossi says, no. What do you mean? Your saliva is still in your mouth. That doesn't make you. It's not machshir it. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, it depends. Hifich batamei lo hifich batar. If you swirled it around and it's already like a separate entity in your mouth, so then it's batamei. Then it's tamei because that was machshir lekabel tuma. But if it just came out, if it just got separated from your mouth, but you didn't like make it into a glob in your mouth, so then it's still tar. It's not machshir. So ask the Gemara, kasha on our Mishnah, because our Mishnah seems to say the second that it gets separated from your mouth, the second that is loose in your mouth, it's already considered a masui. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Mukhlefes Hashita. Two answers to the Gemara. First answer is Mukhlefes Hashita, which usually means switch the Shitas around. Here Rashi explains that, and the Rishonim wonder why. Here Rashi says it means Rabbi Yehuda was Choserbo. You're right. Rabbi Yehuda was Choserbo, and really he only holds, doesn't exactly sure which one he was Choserbo. Rashi says, Heklef Rabbi Yehuda Shitaso. V'yatza himena. He left the Shita. Either he was Choserbo for one of the Shitas. Rish Lakish Amar L'Olam Motza Achlef. No. It's fine, there's no stira. V'achamayas kidan bekecho. There's a difference between regular saliva and phlegm. Right, well, you know, when you have a cold and you're sick, there's much more, there's phlegm in your mouth. Phlegm is something that's more independent than regular saliva. So when Rabbi Yehuda says that right when it gets into your mouth, it's a masui, that's talking about phlegm. That's not talking about saliva. Again, every detail of our life is governed by halacha. We think, what are we talking about? Somebody would walk in here, the unaffiliated and uninitiated, would walk in to see what we're talking about. But Baruch Hashem, Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu, every detail of our life is governed by halachic categories and by lamdas. That's exactly what's going on here. There's a difference between saliva and phlegm. V'hatan Rabbi Yehuda Omer, keicho v'nitlash. We have a brisa that says, Rabbi Yehuda says, keicho phlegm v'nitlash, right when it becomes separated. My lab rok v'nitlash. Doesn't that also mean phlegm or saliva? There's no difference. The Gemara says, no. Lo keicho v'nitlash. Dafka phlegm, right when it gets separated. That's where it becomes a masui. But saliva, you would have to be mefich first. V'hatan Rabbi Yehuda Omer, keicho v'nitlash, v'chein roko v'nitlash, lo yahalit adramos, ad sheyaruk. We have a brisa that says beferish. So you're stuck. We have a brisa that's beferish, that right when the saliva gets separated, even before the hafacha. Okay, go back to the first answer that Rabbi Yochanan was choserbo from his shita. Amarish Lakish, keach bifnei rabo chayiv misa. If somebody coughs up phlegm in front of their Rebbe, chayiv misa. Shene emar, why? Kol misanai ahavu maves. Literally, all my haters love death. Al tikri l'masanai elo l'masni'ai. Change it from masanai, read it masni'ai. Masni'ai is hifil. Cause those to hate me. Why? Because if somebody acts in this way, then he causes people to hate what a Jewish person does. It's a disgusting thing to do, to spit in the middle of in public. So therefore, you're caught masni'ai, you're causing people to hate Hashem. Because you're being mechal Hashem Shemayim. So that is why one doing that in front of one's Rebbe is chayiv misa. Again, the Rishonim say, why not in front of anybody? Why dafka a Rebbe? Okay, in front of a Rebbe is even worse, because dafka, it's in the context of Kavod HaTorah, and you're dafka being mevazeh. You know, it might be worse because you're being mevazeh, the Kavod HaTorah of the Rebbe. Again, the Gemara in Yuma says, beautiful agada, v'hatas Hashem alakecha, shi heishem Shemayim misahiv al yadcha. V'ahava doesn't just mean loving Hashem. Part of Ahavas Hashem is making Hashem loved by everybody else through our actions. It's Gemara at the end of Yuma in the Pace. So that's exactly here. You can't be a masniya. You have to be a ma'ahava. You have to be somebody who causes Shem Hashem to be loved. And therefore, we have to act properly. We're not supposed to do things that make people think, you know, oh, gross. Look how a Ben Torah acts. V'ha meinas anis. So how could you blame the guy? He's an ones. He has to say yes alive. He has to spit. So Gemara says, no, keach v'raka kamrina. We're not talking about if you just coughed it up and it's in your mouth. But we're talking about a case where you could have gone to the side and you could have done it somewhere privately and you don't. You do it in the middle, right in front of him. That's where we're going to blame you. That's where you're a chayiv misa. The poskin, there's a tshuva of the Minchas Yitzchak where he talks about, we're talking about things in your mouth. Where he talks about, do you have to be worried? Let's say you ate lunch, you're going out, you're going home, you ate lunch at somebody's house. It's a place without an eruv. Do you have to make sure you have no food stuck in your teeth before you go out into the street? You have to floss on Shabbos. Right, but flossing, remember we said, is a separate problem if you always bleed. So you're going to, it's got to be careful. But he discusses that in Chela Kei, Simon Laman Ches, you know, whether one has to be careful. Again, whether things in your mouth, you learn from this Mishnah. Hi, what about, what's Rabbi Yehuda? We pass on like Rabbi Yehuda. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Shinun, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, if it's already, you have to get it out of your mouth. That's just regular saliva. That's Rabbi Yehuda. That we should pass it like Rabbi Yehuda, and you have to be machmir. The Mishnah Berurah says, even though the Mechaber says, Yesh Misha Omer, Ein Lazuz Mizeh, Shigein Das Harbi Rishon, and that passing like Rabbi Yehuda. So again, it's not a crazy thought to think that, so if you have stuff in your mouth, chewing gum, for sure. Gum is without an Erev. That's definitely a separate thing. So again, that I could be make all that, oh, the gum you're eventually going to swallow, it's not going to go out of your mouth, but it still might be a masui. So again, this is where it comes up with things in your mouth. Again, anything permanent obviously is not a problem. Any type of filling, any type of something that's specifically a bite plate, which is supposed to be there that hangs in your mouth, I don't think would be any issue because that's supposed to be in your mouth. That's batel to the goof. Okay, next Mishnah. A person can't stand in his house and drink. Let's say there's a water fountain out in the street. So assuming that the water fountain in itself is not dalad al dalad above 10 tfachim, because then it's own Rishus HaYachid. So let's say you have a little bowl or something in Rishus HaRabim. You can't stand in your house and drink in the street. Rishus HaRabim, Yishim, Rishus HaYachid. El Imke, Hichlas, Rosh HaRubo, L'macham, Shu Shoseh. Unless he puts most of his body in the place where he's drinking. If he just puts his mouth out there, then we're Choshesh, that you're going to, what do we Choshesh? Rashi says, that you're going to bring the cup back into your Rishus. You're going to bring the cup back into your Rishus, and therefore, you're going to violate Hotza'ah. Why aren't we worried, asks Tosfos, asks some of the Rishonim, that no, you're going to drink in Rishus HaRabim, and before you swallow it, you're going to go back into your house, and then you're going to swallow it. So, why aren't we worried about that case? You did the Akira there, and where the Hanukkah is going to be done in your body, inside your house. So it says the Rashi here, they quote this Rashi, the last few skinny lines, Rashi says no. The second that it's in your mouth, that's already a Hanukkah. It's not that from mouth to digestive system, you know, that's not more of a hanacha. Once you put something in your mouth, that's already a hanacha. It's finished. That's not, don't say that, if it's in your mouth and now you move back. No, it's already, that kind of hanacha was already done. You drink there, once it's in your mouth, it's finished. The only chashash is you're going to bring the kli back in. But if it's going from your mouth, once it's in your mouth, that's already considered a hanacha. Tosfos earlier, and why? The Ritva quotes the language of Rashi. Ritva earlier, Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, quotes that, even though, it's automatic. What, from your mouth to the esophagus to, well, that's automatic. You don't consider that a maisa hanacha that's being done. Tosfos on Daf Chaf earlier brings a raya from a Mishnah in Krisus. A Mishnah in Krisus Daf Yud Gimel. The Mishnah there says, interesting case, you could eat something and be chayiv for karbanos, for eating. If a person, again, it's not something that should be tried at home, but if you eat a piece of chaylev that's nosar and you're tameh on Yom Kippur. Right? So if you do that, then you're chayiv for karbanos for each of those. Chaylev, non-kosher meat, nosar, Yom Kippur, and you're tameh. And Rabbi Meir adds in, and if it was Shabbos and you were motzi, and on Shabbos you're also chayiv for hotza'ah. So the toaster says, Hotza'ah, that was 10 minutes ago. You brought it in, You brought it in from, so, and also if you plowed earlier in the day, what's the Remeir talking about? The Tosfos says, obviously, it must be talking about a case where it's at the same moment, just like all the other cases. So what type of hotzah could you do at the same moment as the others if you, what's the case? Right, at the moment that you put it into your mouth, you're doing the Akira and you do the hotzah at the same moment. So says Tosfos, but if you go by what's in the stomach, if you go by at the moment that's in the stomach, that you're going to be chayiv, then it doesn't work. It's not going to be at the same time. Look at Tosfos. The Chafam and Aleph. He quotes it at the end of the Tosfos. He quotes Vasha Hirki Chashav Hotzah Bahadi Hanocha Beidah De Bechayiv Alayhu That a Bishat Hanochas Goron Akatilu Mechayiv Hotzah Sheinuchah B'Meiav. Right? If you say Hanocha is only once it's in your stomach, then it's not at the same time because all the other cases. When do you violate the other Isra Achila of Chelev and others? That's when it's in your throat. That's when it's in your stomach. So it must be, like Rashi, that even Hotzah, the Hanach is considered Begaron, and therefore that's why Remeir adds this Hotzah carbon, and therefore you'd be high of five carbonis, and not just four carbonis. Okay, that's a discussion of Tosis. I want to discuss, we don't have time to go through it now, maybe at the end if we have time. That there's a chiddush that some achronim say that maybe the isser of eating on Yom Kippur is different than other issuri achila, because on Yom Kippur we know there's a different shear on Yom Kippur to eat. The shear on Yom Kippur is koseves agas. It's a little larger shear than others because Yom Kippur has to do with being satiated, not just the maisa achila. So there are those that suggest that maybe by Yom Kippur you go by in your stomach, what's in your stomach, hanas meyav, not by hanas garon. Different Gemaras that talk about it. But some say that based on this Tosfos, Tosfos brings that Gemara increases as a Raya. That's talking about Yom Kippur. And it's talking about Hanaz Garon. So maybe according to Tosfos, there is no difference between Yom Kippur and other Isur. Okay, a discussion. The Minchas Chinuch talks about it in Shin Yud Gimel. Maybe at the end, if we have time, we'll talk about it. Probably not. V'chein Begat says the Mishnah, the last two words. And also, Begat, the same halachas apply in the wine press. What do those two last two words have to do with anything? We'll see in a minute. Reisha Rabbanan v'Sefer Rabbi Meir says the Gemara is the previous Mishnah like Rabbanan. Remember we mentioned that at the beginning of the daf today. Rabbanan say you're not gozer in this type of case where you're in one Rishus and you're doing something in the other Rishus. V'Sefer Rabbi Meir, and this Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir. So where he is gozer. So Rabbi Yosef, no. V'chatzefet jesuichel v'devar Yakol. No, we're talking about a case. Even the Rabbanan would agree in this Mishnah because you're talking about cups that you might bring, you're going to bring the cups into your house, you want cups in your house on Shabbos. So therefore there's a real chashash here, that's why even the Rabbanan would be worried. Ibai luhu, karmelismai. What happens if, in a case of a karmelis? In other words, if you're in a Rishus Hayachid, and you're drinking in a karmelis, would the same Isser Durabbanan apply that you're not allowed to do that because we're worried you're going to bring cups in? The Mishnah spoke about a case of Rishus Hayachid, Rishus Rabbim. But what if it's Rishus Hayachid or Rishus Rabbim to a karmelis? Machlokas Abaye and Rava. We have this in Shabbos Yud Aleph. Amar Abaye hihi. Abaye says, same thing applies. Same thing applies. It's also usser. Amar Rava, he gufa gzeira, v'ana nekam v'nigzar gzeira l'gzeira. What do you mean? That itself is a gzeira. So we're going to be make a gzeira l'gzeira? Right? We know you don't make any gzeira l'gzeira. You don't make a double Durabbanan. So if you can't make a gzeira l'gzeira. So what's Abaye? So what did Abaye answer? Oh, so for this we need, I think we mentioned it at the time, a very important ha'ara from Rav Shechter, quoting the earlier Achronim in Eretz Hatzvi. Rav Shechter says, you have two principles that you always have to figure out when one works, when the other works. There's one principle called Shvus to Shvus. What's Shvus to Shvus? Shvus to Shvus is when you have a double Durabbanan, you have two Durabbanans, and we say, you're doing two Durabbanans, so we say Shvus to Shvus is okay, b'makam mitzvah, b'makam tzorach rabin, b'makam tzorach gadol. We allow a Shvus to Shvus if there's a real need. But then we have something called Gzera L'Gzera. And what is the rule by Gzera L'Gzera? Mutter! You don't make Gzera L'Gzeras. So when is it a Shvus to Shvus? When it's still Usser? And when is it a Gzera L'Gzera? When it's totally Mutter? So he quotes that. What's the answer? Gzera L'Gzera is when you say A is Usser because it might lead to B, and B itself is only Usser B's Rabbanan. That's Gzera L'Gzera. That's what you don't say. Right, that's what's up. But what's Shvus to Shvus? Shvus means there are two separate Issuri Rabbanans. They happen to overlap. You happen to be a two. You're doing something. You're doing a malacha drabanan pishinui. So that's not gzeira l'gzeira. That's two drabanans overlap. So that's called shvus to shvus, and that's only allowed b'makam mitzvah, makam zorach gadol, etc. So says Rav Shechter, look over here. Right. So now what's this case here? Drinking in a karmelis. What is that? Shvus to shvus or gzeira l'gzeira? That's not a aser mishum b, which is only aser drabanan. That's an overlap. That's exactly Rabbi's statement. It's aser. Why? Because this isn't gzeira l'gzeira. Right? This is like Shmuz to Shmuz, never it's Usser. So we started out 2 minutes ago thinking, what's Abaye talking about? So now we're saying, what's Rava talking about? Right? We just explained Abaya so well. What's Rava talking about? So what's the answer? So Rav Shachter explains. He quotes from Rav Kiva Eger, who asked this kasha, what's Rava talking about? He says, no. When do you say something is usur because of shvus to shvus? Shvus to shvus b'makam mitzvah. That's only by two malachos d'rabanan, or one malacha d'rabanan and one gzeira d'rabanan. But by two gzeiros, even if they're just overlapping, and they're not usur, one mishum the other, that's also going to be mutter. Again, we don't have to talk about the difference between gzeiros d'rabanan and malachos d'rabanan, but that's where Akiva Eger's chiddush to explain Shita's Rava. So again, we started off by saying Abaya was the chiddush one, so we just explained, no, Abaya fits, because this is a gzeira, this is a shvus to shvus. It's not a gzeira l'gzeira. Rava's chiddush is that no, even by shvus to shvus, you're not going to say shvus to shvus by a double Gzera, only by a double malacha or by Gzera and a malacha. Fine. Amar Abaya, mina amina la. Abaya says, how do I know that my principle applies, that it's still usher by a karmelist? Midiktani v'chein bagas, because the last part of the Mishnah says the same applies by a gat. Isn't those two words coming to teach me a gat, a wine press, or an olive press is a karmelist? So isn't the last two words saying beferish, the same halacha applies by a karmelist? So Rav Amar Lidni Maiser, Rav says, no, what are you talking about? The last two words have nothing to do with Hilchas Shabbos. It has to do with Hilchas Maiseris. We know that Mida O'Raisa, Mida Oraisa, one is allowed to eat from their produce before Gemar Malacha, before the final stage of production. Mida Rabbanan, you're not allowed to eat a significant eating, an Achilas Keba, before Gemar Malacha. A snack, Achilas Arai, you're allowed to. But Achilas Keba, you're not allowed to eat before Gemar Malacha. So V'chein, so regarding that, so what's called an Achilas Keba? So says the Mishnah, V'chein Amar Rav Sheshes, V'chein Begat Lin Yemaiser. But with that background, now we understand that it says V'chein Begat, also in a wine press, Le'inyin Maiseris is referring to Hilchas Maiseris. Why? What's the halacha? That if you eat this out of the gat, that's considered an achilas keva, and therefore it's not allowed to do it. So v'chein begat means as long as you put your whole body in, like the resha of the Mishnah, that's called an achilas arai, and therefore you're allowed to do it. But an achilas keva, if you take it out, if you don't have your whole body in there, so then that's going to be called achilas keva, and you're not allowed to eat that before you take off Trumas of Maiseris. Ditznan, as the Mishnah says in Maiseris, Shosin al Agat bein b'chan b'mim m'sonein, upater divir b'meir. Remeir says, if you're in the gat itself, you're allowed to drink without taking off Maiseris, whether it's hot, whether it's cold, says Rabbi Meir, doesn't matter. Rebelaz, and that's the sheet of our Mishnah. As long as you're in the gat, you put your whole body in there, you're potter for Maiseris. Rebelaz, b'artadik b'chayiv. Rebelaz, b'artadik says, no, even in the gat, you're going to be chayiv. It is an achilas keva. V'chamim al-chamim chayiv al-sorim potter m'nesha matir es amoser. The chachamim say, no, if it's heated up, you're chayiv. Because if it's heated up, you're never going to pour it back into the original source, the original gods. That's what that make. That's kovei itla maisris. But if it's cold, where you're going to pour it back in, so then you could say it's an achilas arai. Okay, so the last two words don't prove anything about the karmelis issue because it has to do with hilchos maisris, not about hilchos shabbos. Mishnah. Kol adam mina maskel lamatam yutzvachim. If you have the picture book, that'll help here. In picture 346, let's say you have a gutter on top of your house, so and you want to you're standing in the street, and you want to catch the water from the gutter. So kolit adam namaschel lamatam yitzvachin, says the Gemara, if you stand in the street and you hold your pail out to catch the water from the gutter, and the pail in your hands is under 10 tzvachim, then 100% mutter. Why? Because you're under 10 tzvachim, that's Rishus Arabim, and you're catching the water in Rishus Arabim. You're not doing anything wrong. Umin hatzinar mikol makom shoseh. And if it's a pipe, a drain pipe, a tzinar, the Rashi explains, is far away from the house, then you're allowed to put your pail even directly next to the tzinar, even above 10 tzvachim, because that's a makom tzur, but you can even put it right next to it, which we'll get to why that would be a problem in the first place. Kolate in avam mitzari flow, says the Gemara, but if it's under 10 tzvachim, you're only allowed to be kolate, but you can't be mitzarif. Mitzarif means putting the pail directly at the end, touching the gutter. Why would that be a problem? My taima, amar av nachman, hacham b'maskele pachos b'gimel sama lagaga skinen. We're talking about a case where the gutter is within 3 tzvachim of the roof. To kol pachos b'dalet samach lagaga gagdami. If you put it directly next to the gutter, and the gutter is within 3 tefachim of the house, it's as if you're taking it mamish from the gag, from the roof. And the gag is Rishus HaYachid, and you're Rishus HaRabim. So there's an Isser D'Rabbanan, probably, might be D'Oraisa, but there's an Isser to put the pail directly next to the gutter, if the gutter is within 3 tefachim of the roof, because that's as if you're taking it from the gag itself. Tani nami hachi, omid adem Rishus HaYachid, and abiyah yadol amalam yasar tefachim, lefachas mishol shasamach lagag. You're allowed to stand in the opposite case, you're allowed to stand in the Rishus HaYachid, and put your hands above 10 tefachim It's easier to imagine this if you're on one roof and there's another roof next to your house that's higher. So you're in Rishus HaYachid and you're trying to get the water from another Rishus HaYachid. So remember, we said even from one Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid, there's an Issa Drabanan to do that, unless you made an Erif. So here too, you're allowed to put it up your hands even within three Tvachim. As long as you're Kolate, you leave space. As long as you're not Mitzarif, put it directly next to the gutter. Tani Idach, the next Rishus HaYachid says the same thing. If you're not allowed to be mitzarif, which means put it directly next to the gutter, you can leave space and then catch it and then drink. But from the drain pipe, for sure, anything's mutter. Why? Tana, because it's far away from the roof. But, says the Gemara, but if the pipe itself is wide enough and is a dalad al dalad area, usser, that's usser, because that's a karmelis. If it's dalad al dalad, and therefore you're going to be taken from a karmelis to a rishus hayachin. Let's say you have a big pit right next to outside your window, and the pit's dirt is 10 tefachim high. So there's water in the pit, so the window above, you're allowed to take from that pit into your house. Why? Because you're going from Rishus HaYachid, which is probably your Rishus HaYachid, into your Rishus HaYachid. And it has 10 tefachim walls, the dirt. Ashba versus Rabban Gavol Yitvachim, or a garbage dump that is 10 tefachim high right outside your window. Chalon Shalagabab Shalachon Tachamayim B'Shabbos. You can pour things on there. Again, Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid. So B'maya Skina says the Gemara, what are we talking about? Ilema B'smucha, is this pile of dirt or ashba right next to your window? So Lamili Chul Yoyud. So if it's right next to your window, why do you need the Chulya, the dirt pile, to be 10 tefachim high? The bar itself should contribute to the height. You're right. No, it's four tefachim away from the wall. That's why you need the wall, the extra dirt, to be ten tefachim high. So if you throw something in there before it gets to the pit, it's above ten tefachim. So it's in makam tur, and then it's going into the rishus yachid. So there's no problem. And the only reason it works here is because you have dirt that's ten tefachim high. But if it's less than ten tefachim high, you're going to throw something in there. So before it gets into the pit, it's going to be within 10 tefachim of the ground, and it's going to be in Rishus HaRabim. So you can't throw something. Rishus HaRabim. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Filo Teima B'Smucha. Even if it's close by, you would still need the Chulya 10 tefachim high. Hakamashlan, and the Chiddush would be the Bar V'Chul Yasim Mitzarifin La'Sara. The Chiddush is not that the Chulya itself, the dirt itself, is 10 tefachim, but it's talking about a tziruf, that the Bar and the Chulya on top can combine to be 10 tefachim high. Period. I guess we'll stop here, and we'll continue by the Hashem last minute of the daf. We'll continue as tomorrow. Okay, today's shiur was Zeicha Nishmas. Shimshon ben Zion. You didn't have high hopes. Ahmed Aleph at 5 to 7. Okay, but Baruch Hashem.